What is the value of a woman? I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week at this time over this station. Heavenly Father, we pray for thy divine light to shine upon this word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today we're in the 15th chapter of Mark. This is following the crucifixion of Jesus. It says, quote, "And when a centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he cried out," that means Jesus cried out, "and gave up the ghost, he said, truly this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on far off, among whom was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the Less, and Joses and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem," unquote. I'd like to lift up a phrase here, and that is in verse 40. It says, "There were also women." The Matthean passage says, "Now there were there also women." I want you to know that this says volumes. The Christian's main responsibility is to be there. The women were there. I have many people saying to me, "Now, Pastor Schulze, I'm 100% behind you, but when I look around, I can't find them." Others say, "I wish I had something to do in this church, then I would be there." My friend, I believe the first and foremost thing that a Christian can do and ought to do is to learn the ministry of presence. In this modern day of action and action and reaction, the doctrine of being there has slid to the bottom. I'm not trying to put down doing things for Jesus, but I'm trying to lift up being there. Fellowship begins with being there. A lot of people only come to church for a ministry. They want something to do before they learn to be there, the ministry of presence. But my friend, you will not be ready or made ready to do until you learn something about the ministry of being there. Jesus said, "The fields are white for harvest, but the laborers are few. Not many are ready to go into the fields. Of those who are, those few who are, many of those are not really anointed because they haven't been there at the feet of Jesus long enough. Oh, you can go out on your own, out of your own enthusiasm, and strive to do something. But it's something altogether different when the Lord sent you, when you've been in the Lord's presence, when you sat at his feet, when you've been faithful in church attendance and prayer meetings, when you've been there." It says the women were there, the ministry of presence. It meant an awful lot to Jesus to see them there. I think a Christian who sincerely loves the Lord will do everything he possibly can to be at every worship service, prayer service, and he will be at the feet of Jesus every day before he begins the day in prayer and reading of scriptures and meditation, and he'll be consistently faithful in witnessing for the Lord. Oh, what great words these are. They were there. The women were there. How powerful their ministry was, a ministry of presence. That's where discipleship begins, doesn't it? Not with a go ye, but with a tarry ye. Be there. That's what Jesus tells his disciples, or told them. Tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high, then go. So they tarried, they waited in the upper room, and they prayed together Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and so forth. And then, my friend, when they had prayed long enough and hard enough, God poured out his Spirit upon them as a result of the ministry of presence. The ministry of presence transformed them. Yes, it has transforming power. When your children perform at school or at church or someplace, it means an awful lot to them, for you as a parent or as a friend to be there. I cannot possibly tell you how much it meant for Jesus when he hung on the cross on Good Friday and his eyes swept over the onlookers and he saw a group of women huddled together in a far corner who were there to support him, to love him, to give their compassionate glances toward him. I cannot tell you what that meant to Jesus. Oh, I like this text, and they were there. As we look at this a little closer, it says in verse 41, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. So they were with him in Galilee, they were with him in Jerusalem, they were with him at the cross, and they were there on resurrection morning, and they were there, my friend, in the upper room, and the power of the Holy Spirit fell. And so, because of that, the Holy Spirit fell on these women the same as he fell on the men. The cloven tongues of fire were on them as on the men. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't tell you what it means for a pastor for you just to be there, and to be there on time and not dribbling in the last minute or late with a discouraged face. So, number one, they were there. Number two, notice, my friend, they followed him. It says in verse 41 again, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him. We only hear about men who follow so far, following Jesus, but I tell you, thank God for women disciples. The men disciples had run off. The women disciples stayed. I said stayed. On the average, men quit more easily than women. Men will give up more easily on their children, or give up more easily on their jobs, or when something is lost around the house, or something is difficult. Women have a tendency to stick with it, to be more loyal. Now, lastly, I think we can excuse the men for not having been there, because after all, there was still a lot of rage in the men who put Jesus on the cross, and they had reason to believe that they would be arrested and killed, even as their master was. So they ran off. But my friend, I want to tell you something that takes the excuse away. And that is this, that before Jesus died, they all promised, I say they promised, that if he would die, they would die with him. And here, while he was hanging on the cross, he died alone. They were not there. But the women followed all the way. They became the followers here. The men became the escapists here. Discipleship begins with a ministry of presence. And then, my friend, it goes on to following and sticking with it. When Jesus first sent out the disciples early in his ministry, he lost the multitudes and he lost the 70, he lost the 12, excepting for John, who stayed a little bit longer. It looked like the boat was taking on more and more water. The captain of their salvation was under attack. He was dying. The sails of the ship Zion had been drawn away. The mast had broken. And Zion, the ship Zion, was floating aimlessly in the sea. All the men had put on their life jackets and jumped ship. But praise God, the women stuck with it. Through a thick, powerful tread of love to their master, they held on. Men were held on by success, but women by love. So it is with men all too often. When men see success is failing, they run off to something else. But women are held in places of difficulties and disappointment by many a cord of love and devotion. So the women were there, and they followed him now, as they did before. Then, thirdly, it says they served him. They ministered unto Jesus. Thank the Lord for the women. If they ever had bad press, this gives them good press now. So not without reason do the evangelists give first place to the women when it came to witnessing. For they, my friend, and not the 12, were the first witnesses of the resurrection, of the salvation, the message of salvation for the whole world, because they were there. Then finally, in closing, my friend, again, I want you to notice there's an honor roll here. Several names are mentioned, and the first of them is Mary Magdalene. Are you on the honor roll of Jesus in the ministry of presence, in the ministry of following, in the ministry of ministering? Mary Magdalene was mentioned as number one on the honor roll. She was the one from whom Jesus cast out 7 devils. She came from Magdala, which is on the wrong side of the Sea of Galilee, where they raised pigs. Glory to God. So this tells us, my friend, that no matter where you're coming from, no matter what your past has been, there's a place for you to be on the honor roll of Jesus. Oh, mothers and fathers, I see you all over the cities and the country. You take so much time and give so much energy that your sons and daughters, your little ones, will make it on the honor roll in the elementary and high school and in college. But you do nothing to get your sons and daughters on the honor roll of Jesus. So let me close with this text. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, etc., who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this great story of these wonderful women who, many times, although they were not invited, they said, but however, I know we're not invited, but you mind if you come anyhow? And they went, and there they were, finally, in the upper room, because Jesus, you just called the 11 to come together to pray and wait on the Holy Spirit. But the women, no doubt, said, did Jesus say that we could not come? No, he didn't say so. So we will be there by the grace of God. Friends, it all begins with a ministry of presence. And isn't the ministry of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our hearts the greatest thing that we ever experience in our lives, and do so to this day? Thank you, dear Jesus, for being so wonderful. In your name, amen. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. Tune in again next week at the same time on the same station. I'm Pastor Schulze. Goodbye now. Until then.